This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. The president would come in from his work for the country and pace about the room, head in his hands, at the agonized moans his poor boy was making. That is a quote from the new novel Lincoln in the Bardo by George Saunders. It pictures Lincoln's ever-present grief over his 11-year-old son, Willie, whose typhoid fever would soon take him. In real life, Lincoln and his wife, Mary, experienced tremendous sorrow and anxiety over the illness and death of this most beloved boy. He is reported to have had a replica of Lincoln's soul within his young body. The intelligence and charm of Abraham and Mary Lincoln seem to be embodied in his sweet coexistence. When you think of angelic Victorian boys, you think as well of the fictional Tiny Tim in Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Tiny Tim is the crippled son who tells his father, after attending Christmas Eve church service, that he was glad that other people got to stare at him and his lameness, so that they would more greatly appreciate and remember the Savior, Jesus, who had come especially to make lame beggars walk and the blind men see. Well, cynics disregard this purity of heart. It seems to be a part of what stirred the Lincolns to love Willie so much. To plumb the depths of Lincoln's own good spirit and more, novelists more and more, and poets, are following the ranks of historians and secular writers by using imagination. This new novel, Lincoln in the Bardo, is an example. Bardo is the name of the Tibetan place of existence between death and rebirth. Historians wouldn't really know what to do with the concept of an afterlife place for Lincoln, but imagination is required simply to understand Lincoln. And his own melancholy had him feeling like he was living in the tombs. Religion and spiritual practice suggest to us that wisdom lies in in-between places like life and death, in that place between the two, and is known by the liminal, subliminal crossing back and forth between them. But it is not a new magic for the teaching of spiritual ideas and in moving people to spiritual transformation. That dear old grumpy Uncle Scrooge in Dickens' A Christmas Carol moves about for three nights in a Bardo-like place, where he is in an afterlife zone and able to see himself as a boy in Christmas past and a failure at love, the suffering of humanity and his indifference, Christmas present, and the potential for good or ill after his death in Christmas future. The three-part story is the powerful tool of his own redemption. Scrooge goes from heartless greed to heart-filled love. Scripture, and not only Charles Dickens, knows how the power of story and parable can change a person's soul. A powerful way for us to learn the spiritual life of Lincoln is to look at the pattern of the imagination that Dickens used. Looking at Lincoln, at how he might have looked at Lincoln past, especially his own youth. Look as Lincoln might have looked at Lincoln present, what we might be like now if we could have him here. And Lincoln future, what are the values in his yonder vision for our future, where the idea of America can continue to grow and bloom in greater and greater forms of freedom and equality and justice. These are three dimensions Lincoln can show us and can light us down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.